Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless all of you coming by way of Blog Talk, also joining with the prayer line this morning. Amen. We're just so excited about all of you on the prayer line as well as the Blog Talk. My God. The Lord has been so wonderful, so amazing, so astounding. And I could go on and on. This is a great day to be alive, to give God praise. I just thank God. I've been preaching this. You got to learn to recognize a miracle. And I recognize this morning that God had saved my life, and I didn't even know it. But he saved my life. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Just the other day, he did something for me that was so astronomical. That saved my life. Amen. I never will forget it. I was there in my bed, and my nose started bleeding. Woke up, and unusually, it was bleeding. And I went to the sink and coughed up out of seemed like came through my nostril area, two blood clots. Amen. I recognized they were clots, blood clots. And I've never, ever had anything come through my nostril area like that except one time about 10 years ago. It was another blood clot. And God began to reveal to me, son, it couldn't have come from mucus from your mouth or anything because it was a clot, dark-looking blood. And he said, I let it pass. Instead of going through your brain area, I let it pass through your nostril and come out of your mouth. The enemy was trying to kill me, I'm convinced. But God, instead of letting those blood clots go through my head, they came out through my mouth, spit them out. Of course, cleaning my mouth thoroughly, but it did not get by me that God had given me a miracle. You got to learn to recognize a miracle. Every time you put your feet down on the ground, you got to learn to recognize that God has blessed you to walk. If I gave Mother Edley Johnson, my mother, 95 years old, oh, close to 96 now. I gave her the mic. She would tell you, oh, darlings, it's a wonderful thing to be able to take a step. It's a wonderful thing to be able to walk. You recognize that God has given you a miracle. Let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing us to be at the hospital this morning and so many people on this line who are great people come to them as a lamb coming to shepherds and shepherdess. God, I'm asking you, let this be a wonderful, ultra awesome time today on this prayer line. Holy Ghost, take over. You are so real. And we will surrender this line to you. Forgive all sin. Anything I've done to offend you or I haven't done, any way I've offended you in any way, please forgive me. And then forgive all sin on this line. Of every person in Jesus' mighty name. Bless us. We bless you, man. Lord, thank you for our faith to believe you for anything but increase our faith. I pray in Jesus' name. Now bless every person. Bless their family. Bless their home. Bless that girl. Bless that young boy. All of them. And give credence for people to believe you even more. Oh, God, let this be a wonderful day. Yeah, let somebody shake the chunk tree for some people, Lord, who need it bountifully. Yeah, make a way. And we're giving you praise and glory and adoration. God, I feel like running down this hallway here. Just hollering out glory and thank you. Bless your holy name. We praise you. Thank God. Amen and amen. And good morning to all of y'all. Awake. Good morning to you. Move around a little bit. Good morning to you. Good morning. Y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Mighty sleepy. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Why it take y'all so long? Y'all must be half asleep. Why it take y'all so long to say good morning? That was about 20 seconds ago. Let's start again. Good morning to all of y'all. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Amen. Are y'all awake? Amen. Amen. And let's speak to the Lord. He's not to be taken for granted. Let's speak to him. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning. God. Amen. Y'all feel like praising him this morning? He's listening.
Yes,
Lord, listening. And he inhabits the praises of his people. He certainly is listening. Amen. You can't do it by sitting there and folding your arms saying, I'm going to listen to them this morning. Who do you think that he is telling you to do that? The devil has been trying to stop praise ever since he was in heaven and got kicked out. Who do you think is trying to stop you from praising? Couldn't be but nobody but the devil. Open your mouth this morning. Let's give him praise. Praise check, everybody. Praise check. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Yes. Glory.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for your mind. Keep on praying for a few minutes. Keep on praying for a few minutes. Amen. Keep praying.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Give him another minute. Welcome on you again to First Fruits. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let's get our praise report this morning. Give me somebody who has, you feel the spirit this morning, amen. You feel the power of God on your life. Why don't you jump in there and let God use you and ask people to make known his deeds among the people, amen, his deeds, whatever God did for you. All right? Anybody feel like that? Amen. Just jump in there. All right? Who did I hear? Get those praise reports. Give us your praise report and get them this morning. Anybody? Thank you, Jesus. I hear somebody trying to come in, but I can't hear you well.
Praise the Lord, Ambassador, Chief Ambassador. This is Ambassador Stern, and I'll take the praise reports this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to say good morning to you again, our Chief Ambassador. Amen. First Lady Ambassador, Lady Betty. Amen. And thank God that the mother of the nation is still in the land of the living. We didn't get no bad news this weekend. We got good news that she's still yet, amen, in the land of the living. And thank God that we're in the land of the living, and I'm glad about it. Amen. This is another day's journey, and I'm just so glad about it. Amen. I was privileged to go to one of a great wedding on this past weekend. My Pastor Richard Daniel Hinton, our son married this past Saturday. It was a glorious and a very elaborate wedding. Amen. It was joyful. It was anointed, and it was ordered by God. I saw a lot of great people in that wedding. Amen. Praise the Lord that came together from far and near. But I certainly thank God for my life. I had a wonderful, amen, praise the Lord, service on yesterday. Amen. My pastor and my husband preached on yesterday. The anointing of God was there. And I thank God for being in a place where God will meet you. I thank God for my salvation. Amen. The songwriters say you thought that I was worth living. Amen. You sacrificed my life so I could be whole, so I could be free, and I could tell everyone all about Jesus. Amen. And Jesus Christ thought we were worth living. Like you said, Chief, that he died for us and gave his life for us and rose again before we even came on the foundation of the earth. And I am glad about it. I'm so glad that I'm saved. Amen. I couldn't imagine my life without Christ in it. I thank God for my family. Thank God for the first fruit prayer line. I was just sharing with my body on yesterday and with my companion that this was a door opening for me. Amen. And God has truly used me. Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson and a watering to my life. He's encouraged me to pray, encouraged me to encourage the people, and I thank God, amen, for Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson. I was reading in the last day of the month of November, and this is November the 30th, 2015, and we're going into the last month of the year on tomorrow, and I got something to thank God about. I thank him. I have not spent one day in the hospital, one night, or what have you. God has truly been good to me in spite of all that the devil has thrown at me. I still got joy, and I still got the victory in Christ Jesus. Yes, I could think a lot of things to give God praise for, but we want to take the platform and let somebody else, amen. It's a place for growth on the First Fruit Prayer Line. The only reason why you may not grow is because you're not taking advantage of it. And I take it, amen, as a spirit of where God has allowed me, amen, to grow and to bask in his presence. or so at this time. If it's any praise reports, testimonies, whatever you want to call it, but make your boast in the Lord. Our chief ambassador has labored his praise reports, and we over the weekend, and I'm sure everybody should have been in church. If not in church, you should have been before the Lord sometime from Friday up until Monday morning. So the line is open to you to give your praise report. You on the line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Sister Carmen, Texas.
Well, praise the Lord, Sister Carpenter.
I thank the Lord for this beautiful day, for this first group prayer line, everybody on the prayer line, Ambassador Bernard Johnson, Lady Betty, and Mother Johnson, and for you, Ambassador Stern, I am on fire for the Lord this morning. I have been praying to the Lord, and y'all know I had to find me a church. Just so happened when we went to dinner invitation on Thanksgiving, I asked my son's uncle where did they attend church. Just so happened the church was 2 miles from where we live. I found that church on Sunday morning, and I was so blessed. And they were singing that song that you were talking about. I can't even think of the first line to the song, but I know part of it was I'm free.
Yes.
And Lord, it was a beautiful service. I say it's no sense searching nowhere else. I don't have time to waste. I went ahead and joined the congregation, and I'm glad about it. I thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. It's nothing like being in a church where you enjoy the Lord. And I pray today that everyone that is up under the sound of First Fruit Prayer Line is in a church home. Amen. Do have a salvation that you are not forsaking yourselves to the assembly of God as such believers. We're supposed to be up under a banner. That's just only right. God bless you. Is there another praise report?
Praise the Lord.
And that's the thing.
Let Mother go ahead. Amen. Go ahead, Mother.
Amen. This is Ambassador Lake Hendricks, 912 area. Amen.
Yes.
Good morning to you. Amen. Amen. Good morning to everybody. Hallelujah. Our Chief Ambassador, Ambassador Johnson, and Lady Betty, and the Mother of the Nation, all of you, God is so good. Amen. I just praise the Lord. Amen. I thank God. My praise report is I thank God. Hallelujah. For yesterday. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. The man of God, Bishop, Dr. Bishop Hagin, he preached a sermon yesterday about end times.
Uh-huh.
And I tell you, he worked that sermon over, talking about end times. So I give God praise. That is my praise report. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So I give God praise of all of you. Pray for me. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Bless you. God bless you, sweetheart. God bless you. That's what we want to hear. Amen. If you were in service yesterday, the overflow ought to still be in your heart.
Amen.
God bless you. Is there another praise report?
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Stern. This is Ambassador-elect Johnson in Bronx, New York.
Yes,
I give honor to Chief Ambassador, Sister Betty, and Mother Johnson, to you and Dr. Piper, and all on the line. I praise God this morning. I have a praise report, and I just want to thank God for the First Fruit Prayer Line, and I thank God for the ambassador training that we're receiving, because I remember there was a lot of mornings that we were on the prayer line, and Dr. Johnson would say, get up and walk through your house, get up and walk through your house. So I had talked to my neighbor that go to church with me, one of our evangelists. We had decided we were going to do a prayer walk in our community because a young man got killed the day before Thanksgiving in her building. Across the street from me, two people got shot. Around somewhere else, a girl got killed. And then we said we're going to do a prayer walk so we can try to bring unity into our community. So God blessed us Saturday. We met at 10 o'clock. And they, by the time they got to my building, there was a mob of about 50 people. And then when we went outside my building and I prayed and we kept walking and praying and stopping at buildings and praying and rebuking the enemy and pleading the blood, we went all around in a 5-block radius, and lo and behold, the news station was following us around during the prayer walk, and it was very peaceful, and we ministered to those people, and we sang, and truly the Lord is good, and I'm glad about it, and we are going to do a prayer walk every Saturday from 10 to 11, and we have, God blessed us that we had over 100-some people following us up and down the street, and they joined us as we walked. People joined us holding hands and praying, and it was all over the news, and they interviewed myself and Evangelist Sessoms and the grandmother of the young man that got killed. And I just say, God is moving by his spirit. And I said, this is what Dr. Johnson tells us to do, that we are to get out and we are to win souls. And my pastor always tells us, we got to be fishers of men. It's not behind the four walls. And I just want to say, I give him my praise report that God is good and God is blessing.
Amen, amen. What an awesome, awesome praise report. It's almost an agreement to where we were on yesterday, that we are disciples and ambassadors for the Lord, and we're not to stay in the four walls. You could pray any kind of way. That's a prayer cell all by itself. God bless you, woman of God.
Dr. Stern, I put it up on your Facebook page so you could see it. I shared it with you and Dr. Pfeiffer.
Well, thank you so very much. I'll probably hit it up today. I'm so busy on Sunday until I don't really be on Facebook. Amen. I'll leave that alone. But thank you for sharing that with me. I'll see you today.
Okay.
God bless you, and I'll be praying with you as you all go into another dimension in the Lord with being an ambassador elect. God bless you. Is there another praise report?
God bless you. Good morning. God bless you. Thanking God for another day. Thank God for our chief ambassador, Ambassador Betty. Thank God for Mother Johnson. Amen. For even hearing her voice on Friday morning. It was such a blessing and just a kind gesture for her to even be on to share that hello with us and let us know that she was okay. And we're thanking God, Ambassador Stern, for you this morning jumping in there, taking the praise reports to another level. What a wonderful, wonderful day this is to praise God and to let the people know what God is doing worldwide. Thank God for all the praise reports, and especially for Ambassador-elect Ann Johnson.
Yes.
It's not an easy thing there in New York to go out and witness like that. So we are praising God for her and continue to pray with her on that journey that God has given her, the mission work that she's doing there for the body of Christ. And I'm sure it would not go unnoticed, because we have done the same thing here. And it had gotten to the point where we were doing it, and we're doing the prayer visuals and the street walking and up and down the streets. And everywhere we went, they were putting us on TV. And now it's gotten to the point where even the people at the cameramen at the TV and the reporters, they know you by name now. So I am praising God. They did the same thing on Friday evening here. And it is really something, really a blessing, just to know there's an outreach outside of the church. You cannot win souls inside of the church. You have to step outside the four corners, the four walls, the doors. You have to step out of the pulpit and extend yourself and to compel the people. You can't compel the people that's already there. Amen. They're encouraged, but you have to reach outside. And one of the things I wanted to thank God for, we had a young couple there, a young lady that came there, and she was living the life of the lesbian life, and she came up to the altar. We prayed for her on last Sunday, and the young lady called that weekend, last week, that she had been healed, delivered. She was throwing away all of her gay looking in gay appearance and clothing. She was changed on the inside. She said, "I'm not just changing my outer appearance. I'm changed on the inside." Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're just thanking God for that, knowing that God can do anything but fail. And now the young lady said she's changing her hair. She's changing this. She's changing everything. She's not giving away her stuff. She says she's throwing it away. And that's what you do. You don't take your old stuff that you have shed all the enemy's works in and spirits in and give it to someone else. It's best to throw it away and start afresh.
Amen.
And we're praising God. And this is just a young lady, maybe about 22, 23 years old, saying that she had been living this lifestyle and now God has made a change in her life. She's turned it around for the Lord. And she's now witnessing, telling people, "I'm changed." And I thank God for that. So just continue to pray with us and pray for us. God bless you and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Ambassador Stern, you're doing a wonderful job. God bless you.
Yeah. It's nobody but the Lord. The energy and the anointing of God, I always want to be ready. Amen. God bless you, Ambassador Pfeiffer, and we'll know that you're changing lives in Kentucky and all over the world. Amen. The devil don't like these kind of praise reports because lost one on yesterday. He lost some on this weekend because they gave their life to the Lord and they're not no longer working for the devil. And I'll be praying for that young lady. And even our message, some of everything was touched in our message on yesterday about lesbians and homosexuals. And even the pastor brought the scriptures out. A lot of people don't believe it, but the word of God is true and righteous altogether. God bless you. God bless you. Is there another praise report?
Praise God. This is Sister Jackson, 517 from Michigan, and I praise the Lord with the rest of you all for everything that God is doing, for all the prayers that he's answering. I was on the line, I think it was Thanksgiving night, for the shut-in prayer, and I was so blessed by the word that Ambassador Johnson, I give honor to Ambassador Johnson and honor to you, Ambassador Stern, the word that the Lord gave me through him after I had prayed. He'd spoken to my life, and when I went to bed that night, I had left my phone on, and I was hearing the prayers throughout the night, and the Lord was ministering to me, and he was just reiterating everything that Ambassador Johnson had spoken into my life, and Ambassador Johnson had told me to lay my hands on my hip, no, lay my hands on a part of my body that had been sore, hurting, in relationship to what he had said the Lord had told him that I was going to lay hands on the sick and for me to do it as a fleece on my own body. I laid my hands on my hip, and I tell you, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. That night I went to bed, I could lay down on my hip. It was not hurting. For the past two or three nights, I've been lying on my hip, and I don't feel any pain, and I know God spoke through him, because the Lord was telling me, "Did not I tell you to put your running shoes on? Did not I speak some of these things into your life?" And it was when Ambassador Johnson reiterated it and spoke it into my life that there was such an energy that just flooded my heart and flooded my soul to let me know that God was. And it's real. So I thank God for you. I thank God for all of you. I thank God for the prayers. I thank God for our service on Sunday, the souls being saved. And I just want to praise God for the answer to prayer. Praise you, Jesus. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you, Sister Johnson. Is that it?
Jackson.
The wilderness, preparing ye the way of the Lord. I'm just a vessel used by God, but God bless you, Sister
Amen.
Jacqueline.
Thank you. We welcome you,
and please stay with us. We need you. Amen. Praise the Lord. You're ready. You're willing. God bless you.
Amen.
We're encourage you, and we welcome you to the First Fruit Prayer Line, and God bless you, woman of God. Chief Ambassador, do you want me to continue, or you want a couple of more?
Amen. I have one here myself. Mother Johnson's going to reach out here. Good morning, Mother. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Mother.
Good morning. Good
morning, Mother. Yes.
Good
morning.
Good morning.
Hallelujah.
While the blood is running warm in our veins, we can see God bless every one of you. And we can say good morning to each other.
Amen.
I praise and honor the Lord for Jesus and for his cleansing blood that covers my soul right now. I praise and honor the Lord today for each of you. And I tell you, it's a wonderful thing about the Lord. I tell you, I thank God for his goodness, for his mercy, and his tender mercy and love and kindness and how wonderful he is. He is kept to us. Oh, I thank God for life and salvation. I thank God. I thank and praise the God. My God, I praise him and magnify his name. My God, brother, God be good to me. I thank him, I praise him, and I magnify his name.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, I thank him for magnifying me. And I tell you, yes, Lord, I thank him for his wonderful blessing. I thank God for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. A brand new day. A brand new day.
Yeah.
A day that we have never seen before.
Yeah.
Yes. God, I have never seen before. Yes. God is so good.
God bless you. Amen.
And that's awesome. Amen.
Amen. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. That's your praise report.
It is. Get one more. Get one more.
And that's awesome. Amen. That's a praise there all by itself. Matter of fact, Mother Johnson sounded stronger than me when I started out. I came on out of sacrifice, but my voice was really down. I give God all I got when I go to church. I don't hold back on nothing. If the voice gone, it's gone. I praise the Lord. But he renewed it this morning, and I thank God for Mother Adley Johnson. What a beautiful example. Amen. Praise the Lord. She going to serve the Lord until she died. Every last one of us should have that type of spirit. Amen. No matter where we are, we could still serve the Lord. God bless you all. There is one more that Chief Ambassador told me to get. Amen. Praise the Lord. I am a compeller. Amen.
Glory to God.
Of you. Amen. If God,
hallelujah.
Bring it out. Amen. Hallelujah. You on the line.
Hallelujah. Thanks be to God who causes us to triumph, victory, sustain us and keep us in Christ Jesus. This is Ambassador Stitz from Arkansas, and God bless you, Chief, and the floor has been addressed. And I just want to thank God for another day that he has made, that he has ordained and put all of our names in it, and I give him the glory for it. Amen. And I thank God we just came out of a revival and getting ready to go into another one this week. And I thank God for the word that purifies and sanctifies and let us know who we are in Christ Jesus. And I praise God for the word that has gone forth and we're sharing on mercy, hallelujah, and goodness, hallelujah, hallelujah, and his grace, amen. And I don't know about you, but if it had not been for the goodness of the Lord and his grace and mercy, I wouldn't be as free as I am. And when you begin to look back over your life, hallelujah, you know, just like I know, if it had not been for the Lord on your side, where would you be? And I'm thinking as I'm hearing everybody, if we really told our real testimony on this line, it will mess up some people. Thank you, Lord. But because of his goodness, ha, and his grace, he has grace for everything. And we've been sharing, and I heard the testimonies of salvation, and there were so many people that was restored this weekend because God's grace and mercy was never really expressed.
explain to them. They were letting their past hold them hostage. But whom the Father has set free, it's free indeed. You have to be free in your mind. And you have to know who you are in Christ Jesus and that he loves you. And on my praise report, I'm so free in the Holy Ghost. There's no more chains bound in me. Not people, not things, not places, but I'm free in the Holy Ghost to do what God says to do. And I thank God for the releasing of his power this morning. I thank God that the enemy is already running this morning. I thank God that the gifts are already stirred this morning. And I praise God, hallelujah, for what my next assignment is going to be in the next 10 minutes. God bless all of you and woman of God. Keep allowing the Lord to use you as you do. And have a blessed day, a victorious day, a triumph day. Hallelujah. God, thank you, Lord.
Well, praise the Lord. She's on her way to work. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we need that energy. She got fire in her. Amen. We need all of you, all, every last one of you on the first group prayer line. It's important. We don't have to be like nobody but who God made us to be. And that's the good thing about it. We all got a different fruit that we bear in the body of Christ. And whatever it is, use it for the glory of the Lord. There is no other prayer line like First Fruit Prayer Line. And we're going to keep it hot and keep it where it's supposed to be because we're drawing others to the prayer line and we're keeping ourselves abased in the Lord. God bless every last one of you. Amen. Give your own self a big hug because we all are special and wondrously made in the presence of the Lord. And we give it back to our amen. Most capable. Amen. The greatest man that is on the radio, the airwaves, the TV, wherever. We were at the wedding and there was a saxophone player and even my husband say, now this way Dr. Johnson, Ambassador Johnson ought to be here. Blow him out of the socket. God bless you, man of God. You be encouraged. Do all that God put in your hands to do. It's a pleasure and a privilege to work and to serve in your administration. God bless you, Chief Ambassador Vernon Johnson. It's back in your hands.
God bless you. Can't nobody do it like you, Ambassador Stern. And thank God for you. You just make me laugh. Thank God for you. Amen. And then Evangelist Joyce Jackson, you really blessed our hearts on that all-night prayer line. We hope you stay with us. God has great, 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 great things. Oh, I hear the Holy Ghost say, because of the jealousy around you, they have held you back so long, that you have a phenomenal gift. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're being used in certain situations. But if you had seen all the times that people tried to hold you back, it would grieve your heart and spirit. Maybe God kept it from you because he didn't want you to be grieved. But your day is here.
Speaking God's word, yes, it's true. It's true. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. And the Lord said, your day, I started to say it's coming, but God said your day is here.
Thank you.
And then he's bringing you out, and he's making you strong in him. Amen.
Amen.
Keep the oil on your hands. I want to send you some oil of the anointing. Amen.
Yes,
because your gift of laying on hands is going to come forward much, much, much more. Amen. A lot of people, let me explain this thing. A lot of people see Benny Hinn and people he lays hands on, they just go out in the spirit, etc. Benny Hinn is a wonderful man, I believe. I believe he's a great man in Christ. Amen. But his anointing is no greater than many of your anointing. Yeah, no greater. I'm not trying to put him down.
No, no.
But just listen to what I'm trying to say.
Amen.
His anointing is not any greater than your anointing. Well, what is it that the people he lays on, they go out? He has the gift of laying on hands. I have other gifts. Can't nobody, I don't believe, blow the horn like me. And not because I'm so good. No, 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 no. You misunderstand me. But because I have an anointing on my life. And it cost me a great, 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 great price to get this anointing. And most people don't want to pay that price. So what I'm trying to tell you is there are gifts, amen, that the Lord gives. And he has given you a gift now of laying on hands. Oh, you shall surely see this come to pass. Woman of God, woman of God, you will see it. Amen, amen. You don't have to shut them down. I've seen people, you get in the prayer line and they push you down just to look like they're a wonder. I mean, you think that's God or you think that's the spirit of the enemy? I don't think God would be doing that. He got so much power you can't even stand before him. Amen. Amen. God has given you that gift of laying on hands and watch it come to pass so strongly. Oh, my God, yeah. And it's going to take you before great people, too. Yeah. You will go before great people. And God's going to open doors for you everywhere. All right. God bless you all on the prayer line this morning. We do come to pray for you. Oh, my God. We come to pray for you. Amen. If you have a prayer request, we have come to pray for you. Let me give my praise report over the weekend. God gave me a bye week on the fifth Sunday. Our assistant pastor preaches, and he did a good job, amen, and people were so blessed. But I did feel that the Lord was leading me to do what I call healing tones. As you all know that I've been blowing many years, many, many years now. But the Lord said to me a few years ago, he said, son, he said, the notes that you play now and have played all these years, I'm replacing them. They are no longer notes. I said, what? He said, no, there will no longer be notes. I said, well, what will they be? God said, the notes that you're playing now will be healing tones, healing tones. And there was a woman, I was in Connecticut. God proved what he was saying. I was in Connecticut, and I was blowing my horn. I never forget I was blowing that song. That song, Only What You Do for Christ Will Last. And I blew it that night. Oh, my God. I got happy myself. And at the close of it, I heard a woman just screaming to the top of her lungs. And she was shouting everywhere. And when I got through, she calmed down a little bit and sent the people over and said, please have Dr. Johnson come over. And I went over. She said, young man, she said, I have been blind for 7 years. She said, but while you were blowing those healing tones, while you were blowing your horn, my eyes popped open, and now I can see, I can see, I can see. That was in Connecticut. Then I was in New York City. Never forget it. I was blowing healing tones. And there was a little boy that was running between the people, back and forth, pointing to his ears, pointing to his ears. And his mother started crying, I mean, profusely crying. And I just said, well, I better stop blowing because my horn, my notes are hurting his ears. Because he kept pointing to his ears, running back and forth between the pew. And I started to stop playing. I was concluding my playing my song. And the pastor came over very quickly to me. He said, Dr. Johnson, please, don't stop playing. Don't stop playing. I said, well, why? He said, because I know that little boy back there. I know his mother. I said, well, he's trying to tell you. He's pointing to his ears, running back and forth between the pews. He's trying to tell you. I know that little boy. He's been deaf since birth. Yeah, but while you were blowing your horn, Dr. Johnson, I went back there, and his mother said his ears popped open. He's trying to tell you. He can hear. He can hear. He can hear. For the first time in his life, he could hear. All glory be to God. Hit these healing tones. I did it Sunday. And I told him about the Connecticut. And when I got through blowing healing tones and laying hands on people Sunday morning, one of my our mothers, Mother Daniels, Mother Eunice Daniels, amen. When I got through playing and laying hands, she, the Holy Ghost said, have at least one testimony. And I opened the floor up, and Mother Daniels got up, and she said, you know, I came up because I've been having trouble with my kidney. but I came up, and somehow, some way, you know, I haven't been seeing well. I haven't been telling anybody, but my eyes have been fading, and I'm almost blind now. She said, but while Pastor was blowing those healing tones, my eyes popped open, and I can see her. I can see. The members in there.